The state has taken steps to ban the importation and sale of some aquatic plants that are commonly found in aquariums. Elodia is a plant used in fish bowls that has become a big problem in Alaska and is considered an invasive species. Last year, the state began working to eradicate the plant from areas in Fairbanks and in Anchorage. Breanne Blackburn is the state's invasive plant coordinator at the Plant Materials Center in Palmer.
The two that people are most familiar with that we collectively call Elodia here in Alaska, which are Elodia canadensis and Elodia natalii, have both been found within the last 5 years in Alaskan water bodies, and they are not native to the state.
The five aquatic plants now banned from Alaska are Canadian waterweed and Western natalii, Brazilian waterweed, hydrilia, and Eurasian water milfoil.
These species can reproduce very quickly, some of them by fragmentation, so they don't even need to produce seed, and can move very quickly on equipment that comes out of a water body or just by floating downstream and producing a new plant. They're a high risk for impacting our natural resources, and there's a very clear pathway into the state from the aquarium trade.
The State Division of Agriculture is in the process of amending current regulations to include the plants in the noxious weed listing. The quarantine prohibits the import, transport, buying, selling, or distribution of the plants in Alaska. The ban also prohibits the intentional transplant of wild plants of the species within Alaska. Elodia has been found in lakes near Anchorage and in Chinook Slough in Fairbanks.